Well, just when you think it's over and there can't be possibly be any more people, I'm looking down and there are a huge amount of people continuing to walk up towards coming up towards the road and up to the park. I mean, I wonder if they staggered them, because there's just a huge amount of people. I mean, I've been here at least an hour and it's just not stopped. It's just humongous. So many people. Some sort of carnival atmosphere. This just, I cannot believe how many. I mean, at the last protest march, I said that there was thousands of people, and I would just really love to get a number. I just don't know. It's just, I'm going to walk, get to the other side of the road and see if I can. I just can't even begin to guess. I was just talking to a policeman then. Obviously, they can't talk to the press, but he was a really lovely man. And he's saying, you know, we're talking about, we had the riots in Lewisham and they, you know, gave us quite a bad name. We had this, Hi, Darren.
Here because...
Hold on a moment. I've just stopped a quite well-known local man, Darren Taylor. Darren's one of them. You actually helped save a few of the libraries and you actually continue running some of the libraries, don't you?
Yes, yes.
So you're obviously a real community man. Why today? Why have you come today?
Because I just had a baby 12 weeks ago in Lewisham Hospital, and it was it's so important that this library is kept open. I used to live 2 minutes walk away from this hospital, and it's absolutely crucial that the hospital is saved. My wife had a difficult birth. She had to have be cut and things like that, and that means she would have been put into a ambulance and taken somewhere else when it turned into a complicated birth, and that is not right. I've used the A&E as well 3 or 4 times, and if I'd have had to travel distance, I probably wouldn't have bothered going. And so it is so important that this hospital is safe. And it's not fair. Why should we have to be put up with other people's incapabilities of running their hospitals? And why don't they give Lewisham Trust the chance to run those ones without closing ours down before they take drastic action?
Now, that's quite interesting, because do you think that you could help? I mean, you stepped in with the libraries. I mean, have they asked you for any advice, Darren?
I mean, the only help I could do is not running hospitals, looking at their costs. I do see a lot of places spending a lot of money, and these places, I think, yeah, that's all I could do, is go in there and just look at their spending and see what we can do, because that's what I do, is cut costs on everything. But you don't need to move building, you don't need to make redundancies. There's a lot more you can do before you actually take those real bad decisions.
How's the libraries going?
Oh, fantastic. Cafes are being installed.
I actually went into your Crofton Park one the other day on the way from work and bought 3 books.
Oh, brilliant. No, the library's the best thing I've done. I mean, it's fantastic. We've also saved a charity that was 23 years old, so we've saved 8 staff from being losing their jobs. We're taking on 8 more staff next month. We've got an after-school club now and things like that. It's just
maybe you will be running the hospital soon, Darren.
No, I don't like blood.
Congratulations on your new baby.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice to see you again,
and
Darren.
You too, and you too, brilliant.
I must actually say, Darren gave me a big chance. I'd left catering and needed some experience in a proper sort of admin role, and you gave me that chance to, you introduced me into social media and helped set up all your social media sites for you. So I just want to say thank you, because you were one of the people that helped me make quite a success of what I'm doing now. So hooray, Darren Taylor.
Brilliant. No, hooray to you. Hooray to you.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad you've done your